Welcome to Girls with Dogs, a podcast by two dear friends who bonded over their love of dogs and blogging. We used to have these chats each week, and now we record them for you. Thanks for joining us this week, and now on to the madness. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Girls with Dogs. This is Kimberly, the blogger behind Keep the Tail Wagging, and I'm here with my dear, dear friend, Kathy, the blogger behind Groovy Golden Doodles. Gosh. And we are here with a very special episode of Girls with Dogs. How you doing, Kathy?
Hey, you know, I think I'm going to take a phrase from the old people and say fair to middling. Fair to middling. So thank you for coming on with me. For those of you unaware of when we do this, this is an off day for us. We have no guests, but it is time for me to share some, I believe, very, very important information. And, you know, Kimberly, when I was thinking about how to do this, what came to mind is, and I'll just preface this 15 or 20 minutes with a man that I truly admire that I met when I lived in Virginia, once shared something about his personal life. And he wasn't ready. It was very difficult for him to do this. And when he confided in me that he was going to share this information, my statement back to him was, why? You know, why would you do it now? Why don't you wait? And he said, because my life is too public to remain private. And so this is kind of why I called and said, let's do this. So this is why I want to first bring this out on Girls with Dogs, and then I'll follow up with a written blog on Groovy Golden Doodles. And so here we go. This is to everybody who has a dog or knows somebody that has a dog. You know, you hear a lot of people who will talk about things that are going on in their life with their animals. And some of them are exceptional opportunities, and some of them are really difficult things that they have to deal with. And unfortunately, I want to tell you about how in 1 month, my whole world has flipped upside down, and it is spinning almost out of control. But to share this with you is going to be very cathartic and therapeutic for me, because I feel as if I am going to help someone. So before we get started, I just want to say that I'm not looking for any kind of medical assistance or anything like that. I'm just going to share what I'm going to tag Jackson's journey. So in the beginning of March, Jackson started wheezing, almost snoring, as soon as he would lay down in certain positions. But it wasn't when he exhaled, it was when he inhaled. And so Kimberly and I always talk about being an advocate for our animals and understanding our animals and knowing every little nuance that makes them the individual who they are. And so I listened to this for 4 days. And Kimberly, you know what? Side note, this journal has now found its purpose. Kimberly talked about journals with me for years. And in December, for no rhyme or reason, I said, all right, damn it, just tell me what do you use? And I'm going to buy the same one. And she was like, you don't have to buy that one. You could just go ahead and get. And I said, no, I'm going to get the one that you have. And January and February, it was, I mean, I put a couple of things in there, and then I found myself adding stuff before we talked, because I felt like you were going to say, you know, screen share your journal pages with me. And I was like, oh God. So I would scribble some stuff in there, but I wasn't really using it. But you know, God knows everything that we are going to experience. And so here I am, and March is just covered. So he started wheezing or snoring out loud on a Saturday. Actually, it was the 2nd of March. I really didn't sleep well Saturday night or Sunday night. And when it was doing it, at work, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, periodically, I said, this is not allergies, although the pollen hit us the end of February, like Armageddon. Everything turned yellow. Everybody was in the hospital with their puffy eyes. Kleenex made a mint just in South Carolina alone. And so I was inundated with everybody in the office telling me that this has got to be, you know, his allergies acting up. He was overdue for an allergy injection. I don't necessarily follow the protocol every 4 to 6 weeks based on the veterinarian recommendation, because Jax's allergies are pretty manageable unless it's spring and or fall. But on the 6th, which was a Wednesday, I called and I said, I have an allergy shot appointment with a vet tech later on this afternoon. I want to change it and I want to make it a vet appointment as soon as possible. They got me in at the crack of dawn on Thursday. So this is why I talked to you about when things look different, sound different, or feel different with your dog, please don't dismiss it. Easy to say, because I am in a position where I have vets that I can reach out to and I can call. Kimberly has vets that she can afford to go to. This may not be either one of your situations, but if it is possible, please pay attention. I took him to the holistic veterinarian because I just knew that this was going to be some type of inflammation behind the scenes, which when he inhaled, made him have that sound. You know, you watch people in the street just hack up a Louie and spit it out on the curb. You know, I can't tell Jax to do that, but I just knew I was going to get some animal version, some holistic capsule of a version of like Mucinex or Zyrtex for dogs. And then we were going to go on to work. So she was, as always, on the floor talking to me, listening to me. I'd made a video of Jax's wheezing, so I played it for her. And she's feeling all around his body. And she kind of felt that his liver and spleen was a little distended. It was an 8:30 appointment. He had just eaten at 7 something. So I associated it as food. She said, well, here's what I would like to do. She said, I would love to be able to keep him for the day, work him in and get some x-rays if you're okay. She said, that way I get an opportunity to just verify that this is food and we don't have to worry about that. And then I'll take a listen, you know, and see if I can get an x-ray of his chest. So, of course, I left him. 12:30, they called and said that Jax was very strong. He would not lay still on the x-ray table. He was not participating. All the x-rays they had to throw away because he had curled up in a fetal position and the bones from his limbs were in the way of everything that they needed to see. She said, may I sedate him just ever so slightly to keep him comfortable, and then we will be able to get the x-rays. So I agreed, and I got there about 3:30. She said liver and spleen looked beautiful. Heart and lungs looked fine. She said, but I see something in one of his lymph nodes directly in front of his chest. And I said, you see what? She said, well, a lymph node on an x-ray is never supposed to show up unless there's something in there. This is, they're typically transparent. This is not. She said, there is something there. I still said, he had a full physical in January, blood work and everything. So could this be inflammation? She said, not really sure. And went on, which is probably more information than you want to know, and told me that puppies are born with something called a thymus in one of their lymph nodes. And it's supposed to help them as soon as they enter this world, ward off bacteria and things until they're strong enough and their immune system has an opportunity to strengthen itself once they're alive and on their own. In time, the thymus actually dries up. Just imagine a plum becoming a prune, becoming a raisin, and then it's gone. She said, every once in a while, in some dogs, the thymus does not shrink. And then as dogs become adults, it has a tendency to start to grow again. She said, this is what this could be, but I don't like it. And so I said, so where do we go from here? So the decision was to send the x-rays to the radiologist. And as I left, she said, do not worry. She said, I will tell you when it's time to worry. So that Friday, which was the 8th, she called me and I said, hey, Shelley, how you doing? And she said, not good, Kathy. It's time to worry. And that was the beginning of finding out that Jax has lymphoma. So I received a call from the Charleston Vet Referral Center, who specializes in canine oncology. And we were in there the following week. And after we were there, they explained the options. We did a CT scan and they said, I will call you when the results came in. That was the week of the 11th. I mean, and that was the longest week of my life. By Friday, I was actually relieved, Kimberly, because no news is good news. And I wanted to go through the weekend with no news, convincing myself that when I get the call and I get the information on Monday, everything will be okay. But on Friday, they called and confirmed that Jax had lymphoma. They did not know to what extent. They believe, based on everything I shared and the size of the mass, that we caught it early and that it was very small. So from there, I needed to give them permission to send the tissue sample to the University of Colorado. So I did that. And because of the wheezing, it was agreed upon that we would start Jax on a low dose of prednisone, 1.5 milligrams, once a day to relieve the inflammation. So we started that on the 12th, and it took about a week for him to start to rally back and have a little more energy. I'm waiting for the results from the University of Colorado still. On Thursday, they let me know that the results were not back. I would imagine that they'll come back sometime next week. What will that tell me? It will not tell me the stage of the cancer. It will only tell me, it's called a PAR test. And what that's going to do is tell me if this is a singular location for the cancer or if there's cancer somewhere else. In order to do that, to really determine the stage or to, they'd have to go back and they'd have to do another CT scan and they'd have to do another needle aspiration. The oncologists, both vets and I, think that that's not a wise thing because of the location of the lymph node directly in front of the heart. I'm looking at this, Kim. If we know he has lymphoma, he has lymphoma. Mm-hmm. I don't really think at this point trying to determine where it is, if it's anywhere else, is going to change anything. So when we get this back, I will then look at what our options are in terms of treatment. Lee and I have sat down and we've talked till I really don't want to talk about it anymore. I will do whatever I can as long as it keeps him healthy. His quality of life is good, and he's not suffering or in any pain. I love having both a conventional veterinarian, Dr. Craig, who you all listen to periodically. I love having my holistic team. Very, very moved that so many people have come forward who know about this and have done everything that they can and continue to tell me that they will be there to help. The pharmacy at the hospital filled his prednisone prescription. Took all day. The reason it took all day is because it got flagged. It's a steroid. And when it came across, all they saw was that a little boy named Jackson, who's 9 years old, needed prednisone and they needed another approval. So that was kind of comical because we know that Jackson's not a 9-year-old little boy. I don't know what medication we'll have to use for Jax, but they've already said, whatever it is, come to us first. We're cheaper. It's convenient. You're right down the hall and we want to help. The holistic vet team got together at 10 a.m. one Monday morning and actually had a meeting about Jax. And they decided that what they wanted to do was put together a holistic protocol and get him started to strengthen his immune system, protect his liver and vital organs, and kind of get him prepped for this battle that we're about to undertake. I love the camaraderie and the cooperation from everybody. I've signed all the papers. Dr. Craig, everybody gets all the documents, all the film, all the reports, and everybody is kind of working together to determine how do we keep this dog here as long as possible, because he still has a lot of work to do. We have our moments. He is on right now, kind of a restricted work schedule, not because he's been told to, because I am a helicopter pet parent. And so I watch him at work, even if he's not seeing patients. You know, he'll be trying to take a nap and relax. People will see him and come in and they're like, oh, Jackson's at work. And he pops up, of course, being the ambassador that he is, you know, wanting to greet. And I'm like, no, 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 he needs to rest. So, but I don't want him to feel like he's defected and I've retired him before his time. So I'm trying to balance when he goes in. The first week on the prednisone, he stayed home with Lee. It was hilarious. We were canceling appointments and engagements because we needed to make sure that Jax was okay. They talked about side effects with urination and excessive drinking. Jax drinks a lot anyway. What we're doing now is just taking him out more. So conversations go like this. What's on your schedule tomorrow? I don't know. Let me check my calendar. I've got this at 10 and this at 12. What are you doing? I'm going to work. Taking Jax? Nope. I can come home at 2. Don't worry about it. I'll come home at 1. You sure? Yep. And so that's kind of what our banter is right now. And all of that is just so he can have an afternoon potty break. So for right now, he's back to wanting to chase the balls. And I don't see any real changes in his personality, if you will. He doesn't necessarily act like he thinks he's sick. So I'm not going to try to treat him that way. But I really wanted to just woo-saw and get this out. This is the longest I've talked on this podcast and you said nothing. So please say something. My lips
higher. Are higher. I've been more than positive in the past few years you have done this.
What'd you say?
More than positive in the past few years you have talked longer. Well, I think I am sad for the news, but so, so happy about just the how everyone came together. I mean, it's such a testament not only to you and the work you've done, but to Jax and the dog that he is, but also just a reminder that these individuals got into this for love of animals. And that is just, that's how it should be. And, you know, I hope to see more people have that type of an experience where, you know, that's, you know, the animal is put first and that's the priority. And, you know, and it is, I mean, I've been on this journey myself with Scout, and I think what's strange was you adapt to this new reality with your dog. And I was very, very blessed to have so much time with him. And I'm still so very grateful for it, because, and I feel like that experience told me that, you know, although a cancer diagnosis is not something any of us want to receive, it is not necessarily the end. It's just a new path that we're on.
It's exactly what I was thinking. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of dubbing this. Years ago, I remember when Jax first came home. Remember, I did this series of blog posts called Diary of a Middle-Aged Dog Mom. Puppy Mom. And I kind of want to do this with Jackson's journey. And today, I think if we talk about lesson one, Lesson one to me, of course, is going to be understanding your dog. I mean, paying attention to your dog, focusing on your dog, because we know, even talking to Hannah, the body language is, it is a communication tool like no other. And, and you know, this was, I kept looking at him and I thought, you haven't been running. We didn't go to the park. There's no reason for you to lay down and then be making this noise. But lesson one also is, this is for everybody. If you have a better communication, dialogue, and rapport with the grocery store cashier than you do your vet, it's time to have a new vet. My relationship, I mean, there are, and Sundog Cat Moon, and I'm giving them a shout out, there's probably four veterinarians that have touched Jackson Harley. And each one of them, we have this rapport and this relationship. Now, we're not eating at each other's homes. We're not, you know, meeting on Friday nights for drinks. But we take that moment to do a check-in, you know? So then when they come to me, I understand the sincerity behind what they're doing and what they're talking to me about. I know and I feel comfortable that they are fully vested, not just in their practice, but they're fully vested in my dog. And, you know, when we were at the oncology office, Lee was kicking me because when we were talking to the lady, she does not know me. Oh, she knows me now. one of the things I did, I gave her one of Jackson's trading cards. And so she said, what is this? I said, this is Jax's business card. I said, he's got a whole lot of people that rely on him in addition to his family. I said, so I just kind of got to make sure that you know who you're working with. And, you know, that was the icebreaker. And we started talking. Ironically, I have a team that goes to this same referral place and their dog gives blood. And when they were talking, she showed Jax's card and said, this is so cool. I want to call her and find out where she got them. Because I think what I would like to do is have these made up for the dogs that donate blood. So when somebody comes in and their dog is saved by the blood of this other dog, they get a calling card to show you what dog gave the blood.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I said, see how you doing it?
That is so beautiful.
So you know, it is so important that you have this kind of relationship with the people that are taking care of your dog. So when you look at them and you say something's not right, they understand you. Yeah. And they're saying,
and they believe you.
They believe you.
They don't dismiss you. They believe you. And you're right. And what you said in the beginning of understanding our dogs, I think it's human nature to want to talk us out of being scared, of out of being worried. But like you said, we know our dogs. If you had called me and said, hey, this is what's happening, I have something similar with Zoe. And I might have shared that with you to say, well, Zoe does that because she, when she lays down at night. And but she's done that for years.
No, and see, this was something new. This is, and I'm saying, if this is new, cool. I just want you to know. Now, here's the other thing. Where would I be had the vet just listened to me, not really understanding or knowing me, and prescribed some type of a antibiotic?
Right.
For something that's not going to fix it. You know, so now I've... And, you know, you would have probably been told to take it for 30 days or something like that. And then where would I be? You know, I would be behind the power curve. So I applaud the vets for who they are. But I am so eternally grateful for the relationship that we have been able to create. And I've had some vets when I moved here. That, you know, Kimberly, I was like a one and done. I just said, okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be a very hard sentence for me. But I'm grateful to the insurance company that I talk such trash about.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
I mean, procrastination is a trait that I learned to embrace after I turned 50. And I would get on here and you don't even know the rant before Kimberly hits record when I'm just so angry. And every day I would say, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to call. And nothing ever happened. And I am so grateful. And I am loving these people. Now, remember now, they only gave me $48 when I turned in some claim. Oh, but now I'm getting my 70%.
Yeah.
So this has turned out to be what, again, the old people on the porch would say, a true blessing in disguise. Insurance for dogs is not for everybody, and it's not cheap. And if you don't have it, because it's just not in your budget, I get it and I understand. But my prayer is that you stay on top of whatever you think you hear or see, or just have that annoying feeling in your gut that this is not how it's supposed to be. And you go ahead and try and take care of it. So thank you for listening to my rant. Kimberly, of course, was the first call I made, and I was like, oh my God. But, you know, she also was a pillar of strength in her own absence because of what she shared. And she said it again. She had a long time with Scout, and Scout lived a great
he lived a time great
in
life.
Remission.
Yeah.
You know, Jax is 9. Love to be able to give him 2 years. Would love to. Providing that, you know, we can do it and we can do it without any pain and discomfort. And that is our main goal and priority. So I know you're about to ask me what these holistic drugs are. Girl, I can't even pronounce them.
That's okay. This is, again, Jax's journey. You are going to be writing about it on your blog. We will put links to it in each of our show notes so people can follow it if they want to follow it.
You know what they should have said about prednisone? Good God, the gas.
See, now I didn't have that experience.
Have you heard about that before?
I didn't have it with Scout. Scout did not have gas. He just had the drinking, and he was, I mean, this dog, if you got ready to get up, he was up because he's like, you go in the kitchen, you hungry, you going to get something to eat? Can I get something to eat? I started because I didn't want him gaining weight that I started buying, because I gave him something fell on the floor, some romaine lettuce. He wolfed it down. So I started buying organic romaine lettuce just for him. And
really?
I had a video of it where he would just, his eyes would get all big and serious, like, oh, there, that's it. And he would eat.
Well, they asked me to go back to the steamed broccoli and cauliflower several times a week. So I did that, and maybe that's what it is, but I'm telling you, and it's always when his butt is in my face and I'm like, Jesus, but,
that's funny because I'm actually making a mixture of broccoli, not cauliflower, but broccoli today for the dogs.
But yeah, I did steam broccoli and cauliflower. I didn't get the one that had the carrots in it. So, but good, Googa Mugga. Appetite is good. Initially, you know, on the prednisone with all the peeing, you kind of lose that water weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dogs do. Doesn't work for all humans. I take it. But he started losing some water weight, and I was really excited to see that his appetite had not diminished or anything. But before the prednisone, he was eating his meals, his breakfast. He was eating in like two different, he'd eat, we'd walk, he'd come back and finish the rest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I wasn't associating that with the mass in his chest because dinner was totally different. Dinner, he was just eating it all. But yeah, if you stand still, I think he'd eat you. but I'm trying to not do the commercial treats. I'm trying to stay with the vegetables and the fruit. Mm-hmm. And he's still kind of teased by ice cubes. So, mm-hmm. you know, we eat a cup of ice sometimes, and that's like a free treat, and he's okay mm-hmm. with that. But
yeah,
so he's pretty good. So, yeah, just follow along either with this podcast, but probably more prevalent and more so with Groovy Golden Doodles. So you can hop over, you know, kind of like monthly and check out. I'll try to number them so that you can keep up with his journey. And just thanks for listening. Yeah. It helps a lot to be able to share. I kind of feel like that woman who wanted to confess to her husband because now it's like, whew, okay, I got it out.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for listening.
I think these things are so important because, you know, so many people are going through this same thing, but, you know, they are trying to figure this out on their own. And sometimes it's nice to be able to know that someone else, you know, that you're not alone.
Yes. So, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy Easter.
Happy Resurrection Easter
Sunday.
Well, goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, Gracie.
Hey, it's Kimberly. I'm sorry that this was such a tough episode, but I hope to wrap it up with this great, great news that Kathy did hear more about the type of lymphoma that Jax has. Shortly after this episode, she heard back from the veterinarian that Jax has a type of lymphoma that can be treated. He will not die of this cancer. Instead, he will die of old age. This is something that I've never heard of before. I think it's amazing news. Kathy has all of the details because she still plans to document her journey on the blog groovygoldendoodles.com. And we will be discussing this in more detail in an upcoming episode of Girls with Dogs. But I couldn't let this episode end without letting you guys know that Jax is going to be okay. So I know that so many people out there love Kathy, love Jax, and have enjoyed listening to our stories about our dogs. I wanted to just give you guys this happy ending to this story. But of course, it will continue so that we can all learn from Jax's journey. Thanks so much for listening, guys.